From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A report of shots fired has police looking for a suspect vehicle in the case. The report came in about 10 a.m. Wednesday from the 1400 block of Reaser Road in McKinleyville. It was reported that a black man wearing a black and red sports jersey was involved in an incident and was recently seen leaving the area of Larissa Circle in a blue sedan. Later reports suggested there may have been an exchange of gunfire between a group of individuals. An alert issued for residents to stay indoors. There were several people detained and then released. Deputies and officers searched the area for that blue sedan. Several vehicles were investigated but were determined not to be involved in the incident. Ultimately, that blue sedan was not found. A search of the area was conducted. No firearms were located. Deputies didn't locate anyone who'd been injured, and there were no reports made of any injuries or gunshot victims in the incident. The identity of the involved parties, unknown at this time. Humboldt County Drug Task Force this week stopped a vehicle on the 1,000 block of Eel River Drive in Fortuna. They had determined that the owner of it, 43-year-old James Christian Bauer, was distributing narcotics throughout Humboldt County. Agents also secured a search warrant for Bauer's residence on the 500 block of Herrick Avenue in Eureka. Agents searched Bauer's vehicle and located more than an ounce of suspected methamphetamine in a rear cargo area. Bauer was subsequently placed under arrest, taken to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. They also searched his home. There they found about a pound and a half of meth, three unregistered firearms, other drugs and digital scales, packaging materials as well. Bauer booked on numerous counts. He's being held in custody until he can provide proof of legitimate bail funds. A former Humboldt State University basketball player charged with burglary has a July 31st court date. Cy Vandermeer is also charged with receiving stolen property related to a burglary at a McKinleyville residence in late December. He had pleaded not guilty in April and underwent substance abuse recovery. The Redwood Times reports Vandermeer is accused of breaking into the home of Michaela Baxter on December 29th, and sheriff's deputies acting on surveillance footage and information from the victim who knew Vandermeer were able to identify him. There is a traffic advisory up for today that you should be aware of. The city of Eureka says it will be controlling traffic by narrowing street lanes on Myrtle Avenue between West Avenue and 7th Street. Controlled traffic is expected to continue through mid-morning today. Motorists should expect some short delays. Alternate routes are advisable during the morning commute. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.